living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
So what do you think? Can melatonin, right? We know melatonin is for sleep, right? That's it. That's all it does. Can it actually treat brain tumors? Yeah, well, maybe so. We're discovering that melatonin is definitely not just for sleep. I mean, that's one of its key roles in the body. Turns out melatonin is a great brain antioxidant. It might even help to bring down inflammation, control immunity. I mean, there's all kinds of new things we're learning about melatonin. Now, I'm pulling all of this information. I'm going to share some of it with you from the Life Extension Protocols. Many of you know I'm the senior health scientist at Life Extension. We've published over about 140 protocols now. And there is a brain tumor nutritional protocol. We're not saying, you know, this replaces conventional treatment. As a matter of fact, stuff I'm going to share with you today really helps conventional treatment like chemo and radiation for brain tumors. But if you just go to lifeextension.com and search brain tumors, you'll pull up the protocol. And we update this usually on every 6 months, a year, something like that. So, and this is the brain tumor protocol is one of the most recently updated ones. So I want to talk to you a little bit about some of the latest nutrient innovations for treating or at least helping conventional treatment of brain tumors, focusing on melatonin. Now, before I get to the melatonin, I want to share with you some other things. And this is important. So if you're dealing with a brain tumor, maybe you've been diagnosed with one or you have a family member, a friend, unfortunately, the incidence and prevalence of brain tumors are increasing a little bit, probably, I think, because of our environment. I mean, there has to be a connection with all these age-related disorders, right? All the increase in age-related disorders from heart problems, brain problems, nerve problems, joint problems, you know, everything with our environment. It's just such a dirty environment, lots of toxins. So there's a good chance that you know somebody who's been diagnosed with a brain tumor or is at risk for a brain tumor. So here's some things you might want to consider. First, vitamins and minerals. I'll get to the melatonin here in a second. Interesting information about folic acid. When you take folic acid, it converts to a form called methylfolate in your body. That's the active form. Turns out people with brain tumors do not convert folic acid to the activated methylfolate. So the theory out there is maybe if we give brain tumor patients or people at risk for brain tumors more methylfolate, that might offer some protection. Selenium is another one. There was I talk about selenium a lot, actually, especially for the immune system. There was a 2004 paper in the Journal of Anti-Cancer Research that showed if you give brain tumor patients selenium, they are more responsive to radiation therapy, which is really important for brain tumors because as the brain tumor grows, there's not a lot of room in there. I mean, the brain is kind of confined in the skull, right? So one of the reasons so many symptoms happen with brain tumors is it just that the tumor itself takes up too much space. Radiation, it may not get rid of the tumor, but it shrinks it, and that helps with symptoms. It turns out selenium plus radiation works better than radiation alone. Vitamin E, kind of the same thing. Vitamin E, it's not really helping the radiation, it's helping the chemotherapy. That's interesting, too, because a lot of oncologists think that we should not give antioxidants to people who are undergoing chemotherapy. They think that the antioxidants will fight what the chemotherapy drug is trying to do. Not true. There was a study, 2005, a study showed that alpha-tocopherol, which is a form of vitamin E, enhances chemotherapy. That was in 2005. Yet oncologists aren't looking at that. There are some herbal extracts, too. Berberine, which is a medicinal herb, has been shown to decrease motility of tumor cells and helps tumor cells kill themselves. It's called apoptosis. One of the reasons tumor cells are so aggressive is they've lost the ability, or the body has lost the ability to kill them. Your body can kill your own cells. It's called apoptosis, programmed cell death. Cancer cells have kind of lost that, the body's lost that control over them. So apoptosis goes down. Turns out this medicinal herb called berberine can regulate better apoptosis of cancer cells. I also wrote down here Boswellia, one of my favorite medicinal plants. eases inflammation. That helps with a lot of symptoms in brain tumors. There was a 2006 study that even suggested because Boswellia is so good at easing inflammation, maybe it could actually replace steroids that you often have to give to brain tumor patients. Curcumin is another one that has a lot of anti-cancer benefits. But let's move on now to the hormones I want to talk about, mostly melatonin. Before I go to the melatonin, I think I'm doing okay on time here. The don't forget, vitamin D is actually a hormone. I know it's weird. We call it vitamin D, but it actually is produced in the skin, activated in the liver, and then travels to just about every cell in the body. That's more of a definition of a hormone. Your body can actually make it. It does require sunlight, but it can make it. So that kind of takes it out of the vitamin definition. So why we continue to call vitamin D a vitamin, I don't know. It's really more of a hormone. Listen, any cancer, by the way, not just brain tumors, any cancer. Oh, please optimize vitamin D blood levels to about 50 to 80 nanograms per mil. Several studies showing benefits. The original studies with vitamin D were about vitamin D deficiencies and showing the risk for cancers. And now we've shown that if we correct vitamin D deficiencies, those risks go down. And now we're starting to look at vitamin D as even a potential treatment in many cases. I wrote down something here. Let's see. Vitamin D deficiency. Oh, this was interesting. This came out of a 2008 study. Vitamin D deficiency that occurred before birth may have set the stage for tumor development later in life. Yeah, so even so, mothers in vitamin D will pass on to the fetus, so it's important that you keep your vitamin D levels up. Let's talk now about melatonin, though, the main one I wanted to talk about. Melatonin is a potential treatment for brain tumors. Melatonin is often suggested for treating various forms of cancer, particularly breast, lung, and colorectal cancers. Lots of repeated studies. That's important. Repeated studies. We like to be able to take results from one study and replicate it. It just adds credibility to that original research. So there's been a lot of repeated studies demonstrating that patients with advanced cancers given melatonin survive longer than patients receiving a placebo. That came out of a journal in 2007 called Current Aging Science. And that is now being translated into brain tumors. There was an in vitro experiment, that's a test tube experiment, showing that melatonin at normal concentrations, we're not talking high doses, inhibits growth of neuroblastoma cells. A 2006 paper published in Cancer Research reported that melatonin stopped the growth of gliomas, which can be very aggressive, that had been implanted into rats. So they took this very aggressive type of tumor, they implanted it in a rat, and melatonin was able to control the aggressiveness of that tumor. That's very impressive. The strongest evidence, though, for the use of melatonin in brain cancer is treating pituitary tumors, which are becoming more and more common. Melatonin given to rats inhibits the chemical induced formation of pituitary tumors. Giving melatonin to rats with pituitary tumors halts tumor growth and triggers apoptosis. There's that word again. Especially if the tumor secretes prolactin, which is a type of hormone that comes from the pituitary. So, melatonin is not just for sleep. So what are some of the why is melatonin so powerful in colorectal, breast, and now brain cancers? Well, we don't know fully, but we are learning more and more that it is a strong antioxidant. Melatonin is anti-inflammatory, but it has a lot of immune-modulating effects. So if you're at risk for brain tumors, you have one, check out melatonin. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.